In Libya, I don't think it's going to have any impact at all, because we have, well, the Muslims in Libya, they have no great ties with Osama bin Laden or with his setup. So I don't think it's going to affect anything in Libya at all. But within the Arab region, I mean, there's a large sector of the Arab people and the Muslim people, they don't support what is being committed by Osama bin Laden and terrorizing the innocents. So there is a sector of people which are very much convinced that what they are doing is right. And those are the followers of Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and the whole world knows about them. They'll find them everywhere, in Europe and everywhere. The impact, I don't think the ties with Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and their supporters in the around the region, the Middle East region or in Europe, is that very close. They more or less operate independently. So I can't see a lot of impact. I mean, Osama bin Laden has been out of touch with his supporters for a long time now. And every group of supporters and every group affiliated with Al-Qaeda, they more or less operate separately, or in Europe or in North Africa or in other Arab world. So I can't see that much impact, but the shock for the followers, because he's a legend who lived with the for a long time, known by his supporters, and they followed him. So I think temporarily would have an impact, yes, which is the impact of the shock. But apart from that, I can't see anything for which is going to last for long.
Gaddafi has constantly said that if he is no more in charge of Libya or not ruling Libya, Al-Qaeda will come and take over. Now their leader has been killed. How will this impact the ongoing struggle of the revolutionaries in Libya?
What Gaddafi has said is just a fight in the West. Just want to tell the West, the alternative, if you don't keep me as a ruler in Libya, if you don't support me, the alternative is the Al-Qaeda is going to be in the seat of ruling Libya. And just trying to put to the West the choice of him or a replacement, which is a supporter of Al-Qaeda. But that does not really exist. That's a threat, an empty threat when he says that. I can't see it at all.
So what makes of that argument that he's been making?
The phobia that the West has had for from Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, Gaddafi wants to capitalize on that. But in reality, I don't see anything which is going to change. It's not, as I said before, most of Al-Qaeda operators in the outside of Afghanistan, and they are not really operating and waiting for instruction to come from Al-Qaeda.
Gaddafi has always insisted that it's either him or supporters of Al-Qaeda. What becomes of his argument?
Well, his argument from the start is non-existent. It's only in the minds of those people who are frightened from Al-Qaeda and think that Gaddafi would be the threat he's been facing the West with that has got that's a credible threat. But in reality, that doesn't exist. Gaddafi is launching an empty threat to the West, telling them that it's me or Al-Qaeda, but that never has existed in Libya. So, well, I can't see what is going to change. He has nothing to offer, because to Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda, all the time they've considered him, even the people who were they called themselves Al-Qaeda of Al-Maghrib al-Islami, which is the Al-Qaeda of Maghrib Africa, Arab Maghrib. Thus, Al-Qaeda see Gaddafi as an enemy for them. And they're not a very large group to start with.
Do you think that the killing of Osama bin Laden will have any impact on the NATO's campaign against him, now that his argument that it's him or Al-Qaeda, you know, has fallen flat?
I mean, if NATO or the Western world believe what Gaddafi's been saying and telling them about Al-Qaeda, if they believe that, then they are actually following something which has never existed. Gaddafi is just frightening. It's just using it, but it's an empty threat. It's the same. He uses it the same as he used when he said that the what happened in East Libya is a separatist movement, which the answer to that came from the people in East Libya said, no, it's not a separatist movement. We are for all Libya, and our capital, our eternal capital, is Tripoli. Al-Qaeda, I mean, he would not point, he said, if the West try to shun me and try to keep me away and try to treat me as a pariah, I would try to forge a link and an association with Al-Qaeda. I mean, a man who would try to give the impression that he's fighting al-Qaeda could not come from that position to another position and say, I would forge an alliance with al-Qaeda. The trouble is that the world takes Gaddafi, what he says is really merited to be or as a credible thing to take on board. But in reality, he doesn't know what he is saying. The man is insane. The man has got paranoia. The man is suffering from illusions. The man is schizophrenic, to be honest with you.
So you are basically saying that for years, Gaddafi has used the threat of al-Qaeda not to have a regime change in Libya. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying that Gaddafi has cooperated with the Western intelligence and tried to give them whatever information he has about al-Qaeda in return for keeping him in his position in Libya as a ruler of Libya. Anything that deserves that would try to be, would, Gaddafi would meet it with another threat, say, if you don't accept me, I would stop my cooperation with you. Gaddafi is the man who is also for himself is fighting for al-Qaeda. But when his interests collusioned with the al-Qaeda, he helped the West. But when the West tried to keep him away, tried to clip his wings, then he changed his attitude and said, well, if you do that to me, I would forge a relation with al-Qaeda, an alliance with al-Qaeda, and we fight the infidels. So the man is never had a position, never known to be adhering to or accepting or respecting his word. The man is a liar. I mean, when he says that no one has been killed in Libya, when he says in the latest speech that we Libyans, we don't kill each other, what does he mean by that? I mean, the whole world knows how many thousands of people have been killed in Libya by his own troops. And he has comes on television and say, well, we don't kill ourselves. Leave us alone and we'll sort it out. The whole people in Libya said, we don't want you. Go away. Get lost.
Do you believe the National Transitional Council will help with the fight against terrorism if indeed Gaddafi is forced out?
Terrorism is applied, which is the whole of the Middle East.
Will they cooperate with the United States?
Libya is a Muslim country, yes. But what we know in Islam is a religion of peace. It's not a religion of killing. It's not a religion of blood. And every innocent, every innocent and pure Muslim would never, never accept Islam to be part of killing and blood part of Islam. Of course, if that's what we believe in, are we going to support terrorism? Of course not. What we are, and the council has said it very clearly, it's not going to, and it's not aiming to build a religious state. That's not the question. The question is, we want a modern state, a state which is based on modern law, based on a new constitution, a modern constitution, which is a civil country, a civil administration.
As a member of the Libyan opposition, will you call upon other Libyans, especially in the Arab countries, Middle East, North African countries, to help with the global fight against terrorism?
I said, well, every Libyan is totally against terrorism, yes. And to fight terrorism, it's not a plight of Libya. It's not a problem for the Libyans. It's a problem for everyone. And when it's a problem for humanity, of course, everyone is going to fight it. Our basic belief in our religion is a religion of peace. It has nothing to do with fighting. It has nothing to do with killing. We have fighting when we have to defend ourselves, but we never launch a war on any nations, because that's not in our religion.